Welcome to the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors podcast presented by Northwoods Bait and Tackle. Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors is also sponsored by Visit Bemidji, Northwoods Bank, and Bemidji Steel.
Coming up on the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors podcast, it's Bruce Jean, the fishing machine. Everybody was reeling them in during the Rainy River run this year, and he's no exception. We talked to him while he and his crew were out casting and catching. And it's all coming up next on the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors podcast. Cast a line this summer and catch great moments when you discover the first city on the Mississippi.
Bemidji, with over 400 lakes within a 25-mile radius, creates a premier destination for all anglers.
With an abundance of multi-species available, you'll catch bigger fish and create better stories to last a lifetime.
For more information, go to visitbemidji.com.
Great moments in Bemidji.
This is Eric Osberg of Ottertail Country, and you're listening to Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
All right, it's time to check in with Bruce Jean, the fishing machine, as he is fishing, because, of course, it's time for the Rainy River run, and why am I not shocked you're there, Bruce Jean?
Yeah, well, the bite is definitely on today, Kevin. This week, and the weather's been excellent, and the amount of fish everybody's catching down here, I mean, the numbers are incredible. It's a lot of fun.
I mean, it's always a lot of fun. It usually tends to be incredible, but I'm hearing that it's like even beyond what we typically get for the Rainy River run. It's an exceptional year.
Well, Kev, we've been on the phone for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I caught one when we first started before the interview, and I'm winding one in now. The guy in the front of the boat just had one, and the other guy's putting a minnow on. So, I mean, that's... Okay, this is about a 16-incher, but
okay.
I mean, that's the fishing it's been. You know, the numbers we're catching or we're hearing, I mean, it doesn't seem to matter. We saw a boat floating by, and the boat had 4 slip bobber sinkers, and they were just drifting with the current catching fish.
Mm.
Like, what a fun way to fish a river, right? They're just
yeah.
floating down the river. So
nice.
But, yeah, we've had good river bites before, but this one, it seems like it's unusually good this year. So,
any thoughts on why?
Well, you know, it's been a very low snow winter, and therefore the melt happened probably, what, end of February? So the clarity is at least 2 feet. About 4 or 5 days ago, the clarity was about 4 feet. Then both the Little Fork and the Big Fork rivers went out. It's a little muddier, but as I'm talking to you right now, we're on the mud line. You can see that there's clearer water to the side, and where it's rippling up by shore, it gets dirtier. So we're right on that line right now, and that seems to be a pretty good place for the bite to happen. Why the bite's been so much better? I don't think there was a lot of pressure on Lake of the Woods this year. That's where these fish came from. And, you know, they worked their way up the river. Also just nobody got out. You know, the ice was bad. The river never really established a lot of good ice for anyone to get their houses out. And I think just in general, the consistent weather pattern that we've had of 10 to 20 degrees above average has just been so solid that that's probably why the fishing's been good as well. So.
Like I say, this is something everybody looks forward to every spring. Everybody makes a run up to the Rainy River, but the reports this year, yeah, they're really spectacular. And of course, we know that you're going to have a great bite come summertime on Rainy Lake, too. I mean, the numbers seem to be stacking up in your favor. Everything I've heard as far as, you know, the surveys of the lake and everything like that, Rainy continues to be really strong.
You know, again, the slot size, the catch and release on Rainy. You know, Rainy's unusual. It's been a 4-fish limit since I can remember. They lowered it a long, long time ago. And I think that's another important thing as well. And the guy in the front of the boat's got one. And the guy next to us in the boat, you're going to like this, Kev. He's got his trolling motor trimmed up, and it's completely out of the water, blowing water up at the boat. It's kind of comical. It's a boat show down here at Birchdale. So.
Wow.
Yeah, but no, Rainy Lake is going to be, again, another solid bite. Very few houses got on Rainy. I know a buddy of mine guides out there pretty consistently, and he put his big, he's got a half a dozen sleeper houses. He put them out. The weather got warm. There was, you know, talk of really warm, so he took them all off. He got a little bit more ice. He put all of his hoses back out on the ice, and then, again, it warmed up, so he took them all off, and then he put them on out, and then they had to take them off on the 15th of March. So, but it's been a busy winter for that.
I heard about this on, well, Red was very, very busy this year, but I heard on a number of lakes that there was not a lot of pressure, and a lot of people seemed to think that was okay, that it was going to rest the lakes a little bit and should mean a great soft water bite. So we'll see.
We talked last time, I think, about the amount of licenses that the DNR are reporting that are being purchased, and every year it keeps dropping a little bit, except during COVID. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of fishing pressure during that time, and I don't think it's bad that the fish got a little reprieve from getting yanked all winter. So you're right.
So you're not only part of the Rainy Lake Guide Service, you are part of the Mille Lacs Lake Guide Service, and of course we had a little curveball thrown our way. It's all catch and release on Mille Lacs this year.
The mighty announcement, and I think that really scares people off from Mille Lacs. You know, the amount of fish that we caught last year on Mille Lacs was probably the best that we've had in 20 years. And, I'm very seldom do I bash the DNR and their decision-making with you on air. But that decision, maybe that's karma there by talking bad about the DNR. I just missed one, Kevin. But the idea, the decision to close the catch on Mille Lacs until August. I think you can keep one August 20th or something like that, I think is what the proposal is or is going to be. But the idea that the amount of fish on Mille Lacs is down is completely not true. And, talking to the other guides, I mean, I'm with, there's eight other guides in the Mille Lacs Lake guide crew. And, I mean, every one of them are having solid winter fishing. They had great fishing last summer. The tournament fishing, I mean, they're boating 40 to 100 fish, depending on what they're after, that lake continues to thrive. Why the DNR decided to close it down, I've read there's not enough bait, that there's a population that's too much. Oh, I missed another one, Kev. Oh, I better start talking nice about the DNR. They're going to not let me catch fish. But the idea that they're not there is just, we just don't quite understand it. Does it have to do with, where they have their nets located, I was told that the DNR puts their nets up shallower where there's a whole bunch of weeds. And with the help of zebra mussels, all those weeds, all the plankton, that's gone. The clarity of the lake is 18 to 20 feet in spots. Therefore, these fish are going to be in different spots in different areas, so their numbers are going to be down. So does the DNR need to reflect on where they're catching these fish and the numbers and so on? I don't know. I hope they do. I was booking a lot of trips for Mille Lacs Lake Guiding, when they make that announcement, 3 weeks ago, and I haven't booked a guide trip in the last 3 weeks since they closed it. So, that's just one small guide business. Think about all the other resorts located around and so on. It's really unfortunate that they made that decision.
Well, I would say this from the standpoint of last year even. I mean, it was just one, but the action was spectacular. That's really what you have going for you. You have the ability to have a lot of action, and then it was nice to keep one. I'm not disputing that. But if you're looking for action, you still should be booking for Mille Lacs because the walleye action will be great, even on a catch-and-release basis.
Exactly. And you know what? The guys that know what Mille Lacs is like, we're still going to book the trips. It's just, the guys that like to fish, they like to have shore lunch or have a walleye the next day or what have you. So, it's really a bummer. While I'm on my soapbox, the idea to keep a 21 to 23-inch walleye is again baffling. They reproduce the most of any fish on that lake, and the DNR is telling us to target and to remove those for the last 4 years. That's been the slot size. Again, it doesn't make any sense. So I've called the DNR. I've expressed our concern. I called the commissioner. Oh, I must not be in that bad of shape. And, you know, and they're really receptive. And, you know, the Big Lake species people are, you know, they listen and they explain, and they're talking about baits and how the 22-inch walleyes eat the most bait. This one could be a pretty good one, Kev. So it's kind of, it's interesting that different lakes have different drives. Ooh. So, okay, maybe about 23, 24 incher, Kev. So.
Nice.
Yeah. But that's what we're getting. Every other one is, you know, I mean, 16, 17, and this one's about 23. So.
Okay.
Too bad we weren't live. but going back to Mille Lacs and the bite there, you know, for your listeners, if you do want to get out to Mille Lacs, a slip bobber bite in the evening, it's an absolute blast. And, you know, the amount of fish that's on that lake continues to go up and thrive. And I'd like to see what's in that signed, sealed treaty. That's all.
Well, but we can also note that on Mille Lacs, you get a world-class smallmouth fishery. You get big old muskies and trophy northern. So there's a lot of fish to catch in that lake.
Absolutely. And after the big walleye run the first 2 months of May and June, there's not a better place to catch a 20-inch smallmouth than Mille Lacs Lake. I mean, that place is a blast. And then if you want to go out and get after some muskie, I think the state record was caught there 2 years ago. So,
yeah,
you know, it's definitely a good fishery, that's for sure. And even after the pressure that it gets. So,
well, let's talk back again about the one you're on with the Great Rainy River Run right now. But I can't keep track of all the seasons. So when do we start sturgeon fishing?
Well, and that's coming up. You know, it's a water temperature thing, and right now the water temp. What are we at today?
41.
Todd said we're at 41 degrees right now, and you know, the sturgeon really start to go at about 46 to 48. Oh, dang it. Kev, I blame that one on you. I had to look at the temperature.
That's all right. It's my fault.
So, you know, the sturgeon bite's happening soon. Walleye season closes this Sunday, the 15th. And then that's generally when the time where the sturgeon really kick in. So the Rainy River and the amount of sturgeon that are on this body water is absolutely incredible. It's just a blast.
Well, let's take a look back now at the winter season. You know, it's been dicey finding good ice all winter long, but boy, people, when they got out there, they seemed to have pretty good action.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I also have a lake I like to fish around the metro area. We were crappie fishing February 27th. And catching good crappies. That's the uniqueness of this winter and how poor the ice was. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, the few times that we got out on Rainy Lake, it was awesome. We had excellent bites, good numbers. Some of the big pike we got just kept going, and it was a great winter as far as that goes. We did get over to Lake of the Woods a few times, just fun fishing. And we had, I don't know, Brian, what was the biggest day we had? Probably about 80 one time out there. So, and we got a couple big ones that were 26-ish, but, you know, just that lake continues to reproduce. We get a lot of sand, you know, from that area as far as a spawning bed. But now I think a lot of those fish seem to be finding their way up where the bait fish are heading up the Rainy River. So, but you know, the few days that we did get out crappie fishing, I had 14 guide trips canceled this winter due to no ice or unsafe ice. Treacherous is a key word there. You know, the crappie bite was good. I actually heard some of the lakes in southern Minnesota had a die out with too much oxygen. And I don't know the specifics or even if this is off, but, there was no snow, that the sun kept shining through the ice and it produced too much oxygen under the ice, and some of the fish had a higher mortality rate in the winter. Have you heard anything about that, Kev?
I have not heard anything about that, no.
So, but and it, yeah.
Kind of makes sense.
Right, right.
No.
So.
Well.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, we're getting ready for turkey season. Do you do the turkey thing?
I do not. That's one that I've chosen not to partake in. To do it all is kind of not always an easy feat. I'm on a great crappie biter on the Metro and up to Mille Lacs in that area. And the amount, need the net, Todd? The amount of crappies that we're catching right there, it's been a lot of uniqueness. But as far as the turkey season, I heard it's going to be a good one with the nice gentle winter that we had. So,
I imagine it probably will be, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what else have you been up to?
Well, just doing some, you know, the new boat, got that rigged,
right.
Got that ready to go. I've had a handful of crappie trips. Brian. All right. The last crappie trip we had out, Kev, we were catching 11 to 12 inchers and a 35 inch Northern grabbed an 11 inch crappie and took it. We caught them both. So it was out of Northern season. And those of you that saw it, we did let it go right away, but we may have taken a picture with it. So.
Okay. You may have taken a picture?
May have. Don't tell the COs, will you?
No. all right. Well, I imagine then you are booking trips, right?
Yes, we are. You know, Rainy Lake is filling up. We still have a lot of openings on Mille Lacs Lake still. Recommend, you know, the listeners up in the central state, if you want to get on a good walleye bite, even, you know, it's an hour and a half north of your Bemidji area as well, the bite on Mille Lacs is definitely there. There's 9 guides ready to go. If you want to get on a good slip bobber bite, give us a call, send us a message. We'll take you out for sure.
All right.
I'm Bruce Jean at Rainy Lake Guiding. I always like to give to those in need. That's why I'm on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors. Because we all know Kev Jackson is sure in need of knowledge.
The Bruce Jean Fishing Bad Dad Joke is coming up next. Mark Harmon of Northview Bank is back again. Northview Bank serves you in many locations across Paul Bunyan Country. And Mark, the great thing about you as somebody at Northview Bank, you've lived the experience of moving up here and making it happen, and now you are in a position to help other people make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, whether you're looking for hunting land or looking for a lake lot or other pieces of property where you can start establishing and creating your memories. I mean, we only get one run at this earth, right? And so if you're not spending a fair amount of your time creating those memories and leaving a legacy, I wish you do, because I value every bit of that I've been able to do as well. But being able to help people accomplish their dreams, that's fun. You know, that's fun for me. Getting a mortgage, that's not fun, right? But I can make that process good. We'll start with a phone call, start with an application. Where do you work? How long have you been there? How much do you make, etc.? Get a pre-qualification letter and we'll turn you out to the realtors to start finding that piece of property that you find yourself in. Let me take care of that stress. Let me take care of the worry and everything else. Communication's key. I'll have to make sure that you're up to speed on everything and we'll get stuff done.
He's Mark Harmon of Northview Bank, the guy that helps you make your Paul Bunyan Country dreams come true. Northview Bank has many convenient locations. Northview Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Find out more at northviewbank.com.
I'm Bro Brosdell, proud to help educate Kevin Jackson on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
He's lean, he's mean, he's a fishing machine. He's Bruce Jean. So, I don't know if you had time to study or prepare, but do you have a Bruce Jean joke of the day?
So, I used this one yesterday with my clients, Kev, and I think you're going to like it. It's probably recycled. I used it, you know, in my principal gig a few years ago as well, but
okay.
What is the difference between Abu Dhabi and Dubai?
What is the difference between Abu Dhabi and Dubai?
Yep. Now, yesterday I paused for dramatic effect, caught a walleye, and then I explained the answer. But the people from Dubai don't like the Flintstones, but the people from Abu Dhabi do.
Wow.
That's not horrible. That's a good joke. You guys know it. They want to kick me out of the boat after that one, Jim.
I can't believe it. I am laughing, and I can't help myself.
Yeah, that one's not bad, though. I think they liked that one yesterday, too.
That is not bad at all. I like that one.
They're good. Good. We haven't had a good one on air for, well, ever, probably.
No, that's solid for sure.
Good, good. I'm glad you like that one.
Well, do you have time for a fast five?
Oh, I sure do. And I just missed it. I'm all for like three here, Cap. What the heck?
I'm ready. Okay.
And I am ready.
All right, here we go. Bruce Jean, the fishing machine, fast or fastish five.
Three. Fast five.
Question.
Are you saying that I delay my answers? Why ish? Come on.
I'm just saying these answers meander, which is okay. It's part of the entertainment factor.
All right.
Question number one. Do you have a bucket list place and species to fish that you haven't been to yet?
Oh, yes. I would like to get over to New Zealand and fish some of the inland lakes there.
Okay.
That's my goal. Yep.
So tell me about the inland lakes. I didn't know that.
I don't know a lot about them. I was fishing with Kurt Wahlbeck from Outdoor Bound TV. We were filming on Rainy here a few weeks ago, and he got talking about some of the hunts that he has there, and there's also some good fishing. So one of the bucket list trips that my dad and I had scheduled before he passed was to New Zealand. And we were going to travel, see it, and also do some fishing there. So I don't know a lot about the species. I'm guessing it's fairly similar to the latitude that we have. So could be close to the same fishing. It'd be cool to catch a Zander. I think they might have theirs. So see what that's like.
Okay, cool. So question 1A, do you have a bucket list place to hunt at a species that you haven't hunted yet?
Well, I was just talking to my buddy Brian in the boat here today, and an elk hunt to Montana is definitely in the future.
Mm.
He has connections there as he lived there. So that's a potential landing soon as well.
Okay, very cool. All right. Question number two. Who is your favorite Minnesota Twin of all time?
Oh, boy. So I fished with Kurt, Kent Herbeck probably 20-ish years ago when he was doing the Kent Herbeck Outdoors. Remember that
mm-hmm,
show?
Yep.
Eric Gisselson, and he was just an absolute blast. Charismatic, really great guy, loved to fish, and was a very good stick. Also, the thing about Kent is that he was just a good person. When my sister was, she had surgery, she was in the service, Kent Herbeck would go around and visit with the veterans in the veterans hospital there. And he befriended my sister. They got to be friends, and he was just a great guy that always checked on her and made sure she was doing okay. And so I would say that Kent Herbeck is my favorite Minnesota Twin.
Okay.
Except when he pulled the foot off the first base out of catch. But we will talk about it. He said he didn't do it. I believe him.
You wanted to believe.
That's right.
All right, question number three. And I don't typically ask this question of people of your ilk. And you'll know what I mean when I ask the question.
Gotcha.
I typically asked it of a different breed of people. But will the Minnesota Vikings win a Super Bowl in your lifetime?
So is this football?
Yeah, this would be football.
Well, you know, Kev, I think you probably already know the answer to that. You need the net?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. So,
I'll get it.
You're good?
Yeah.
So, you know, if Jordan Love reads... Ooh, that's a nice fish. So, Todd Jensen from Hastings, Minnesota, just boated a probably about a 24-incher. So.
Nice. There you go, Todd.
Now Brian's got one on.
Oh, Brian, what's up?
You know, in my lifetime, I don't know, Kev.
Do you think so? I mean, be honest with yourself.
Do I think so?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. No,
oh,
I do not.
Okay. Wow. Brian, nice fish.
I've just seen too much in my life to know that it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I would like it if they would. Living in Minnesota and being a Packer fan, I don't always like to see people sad. And I'm with a couple Vikings fans today, and they're not happy with my answer right now. So I hope so.
Okay.
This one. So, you know, I think the Packers are in line in the next 3 years for a Super Bowl title. Just saying, I think they did a nice job with Jordan Love.
Yeah, they did. They did. It's killing me to say that, but the early results are pretty good. All right. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I think he looked pretty good in the big game. And, I'd be curious to see what the Vikings do for quarterbacks coming up.
I think everybody's just anticipating draft night. We'll see.
Yeah. I wonder if Brett Favre will come out of retirement for the Vikings.
I don't know. Maybe we'll get A-Raj. That seems to be, you know, our pattern.
There you go. That might be all right, too.
Question number 4. If you weren't doing this that you do, what would you do?
Boy. Well, that's a great question. I have my truck driving license, and right out of college, I got my CDL, and I've hung on to it. I did enjoy that, but it just wasn't the people experience that I enjoy. So,
okay.
I wrapped men's college basketball. I enjoy doing that as well. If I could do that full time, that might be something. I loved my principal's job. It's a great gig. So I don't know. I mean, maybe being a guide in Banff with Kurt Wahlbeck up there. He's looking for some guides. Yeah. I mean, there's just a few things that are out there for options. So, but it would probably have to be outside and be out with people.
Okay.
That was a short answer.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Finally, question number 5. Going out to dinner at an ethnic restaurant, are you going Italian, Mexican, or Asian?
Probably Asian for lunch, Mexican for like Cinco de Mayo because you got to have a couple cocktails, but Italian if it's a nice restaurant. So let's go with Italian, Kev.
How about you?
Oh, where are you at on that one?
My number one choice would be Italian. Yeah, absolutely. Probably Italian, Mexican, and Asian in that order.
All right. I like it. And Todd just missed a dandy.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
All right. One more time, Bruce. If people want to get out of Mille Lacs or Rainy Lake with you and your guides, how do they get booked?
Yeah, so Mille Lacs, MilleLacsLakeGuiding.com, or if they want to get out on RainyLakeGuiding.com. And if you just want to come up and see Voyageurs National Park, go for a boat ride, that's VoyageursNationalParkTour.com. So we got lots of options for you to see the multiple species in the area. My fishing partner, Randy Fawcett, and I will be fishing the Knights of Columbus tournament. And they're outsmarting us today, Kev. And the Northwoods, the walleye tournament in September. And so we'll be in the Bemidji area if you want to get out and see the newest, latest, and greatest. The Lowrance 16 active target, the live scope for Lowrance is awesome. But I also have a couple Garmins in the front. We can teach you how to use that and show you all the great times that can be had in the Bemidji area as well. So,
all right. He is Bruce Jean, the fishing machine of Mille Lacs and Rainy Lake Guide Service, doing the Rainy River Run as we speak, and they're catching a ton of fish. Bruce, always great to have you on the show. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Kev. It's always a pleasure.
This has been the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, presented by Northwoods Bait and Tackle and sponsored by Bemidji Steel, Northwoods Bank, and Visit Bemidji.
Paul Bunyan Country.